South Australian oyster growers are staring down the barrel of a dire 18 months, with the industry still reeling from a shortage of baby oysters. Dozens of jobs have been shed in recent months, and production and turnover is expected to drop to around 30% in the coming year. Caroline Winter reports.
It's been a tough couple of years for South Australian oyster growers like Zach Hellman, who has farms at Smoky Bay and Coffin Bay, two of the state's oyster hotspots.
It's been quite a struggle, obviously, with the shortage of spat and the size of spat that we've been getting, and obviously that incurs extra mortality that we weren't anticipating, especially in our business where we're trying to build the business up.
The spat shortage followed a Pacific oyster mortality syndrome outbreak in Tasmania in 2016. Instead of importing baby oysters, South Australia had to establish local hatcheries, but they've struggled to fill orders. Zach Hellman says high oyster prices offset some of the pain, but not all.
We've had to let go a couple of employees at some stages, but as the spat supply starts to increase, we're maintaining our crew that we've got on board at the moment.
It's estimated more than 80 people in the industry have already lost jobs, and Rob Kerrin, chair of the South Australian Oyster Growers Association, expects things will get worse before they get better.
We're really heading into a period of time where best guess is about income or production will be about 30% of what it has been in the past.
He says the effects of the spat shortage will be felt until 2019.
Production really sort of, the big drop away has sort of been December, and now January, February, March will be low, very low levels of production. So, yeah, tough 18 months ahead.
The state's Oyster Growers Association is discussing with the state government assistance to help growers, including the waiving of annual licence fees, as happened in Tasmania.
It would definitely be a relief. In fact, one of the big issues we've had over the years, even during the good to medium times, I guess, is you need to get enough critical mass to pay your fees.
A waiver would save Kangaroo Island oyster grower Ken Rowe around $15,000 for the year. He's diversified his business to help bridge the gap during a very difficult time.
At the moment, we're carrying about 25 to 30% of what we'd normally hold, which is way under, because you only really make your profit on your last 10%, as a guest. So that means we're in for a bad year.
South Australian Agriculture Minister Leon Bignall says the government will consider waiving the licence for oyster growers.
We've already put an extra $1 million into the industry to make sure that more spat can be produced here in South Australia, and we'll continue to work with them. And looking at relief on licence fees is one of those things that we're considering.
South Australian Agriculture Minister Leon Bignall ending Caroline Winter's report.